This is from the book of Acts, chapter 9, and starting at verse 32. Aeneas and Dorcas. As Peter travelled about the country, he went to visit the saints in Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, a paralytic who had been bedridden for 8 years. Aeneas, Peter said to him, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up, tidy up your mat. Immediately, Aeneas got up. All those who lived in Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha, which when translated is Dorcas, who was always doing good and helping the poor. About that time, she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Lydda was near Joppa. So when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, please, come at once. Peter went with them. And when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and prayed. Turning towards the dead woman, he said, Tabitha, get up. She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called the believers and the widows and presented her to them alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with a tanner named Simon. This is the word of the Lord.
Let's pray before I give a message. Lord God, I pray, Lord, that the words that I say will come straight from you. Lord, I pray that whatever I say that may be from me will just be forgotten about, and your words will be the ones that people will hear at this moment of time. Amen. Some of you, we're going through the book of Acts, and some of you might be saying, well, what happened to Saul? And you'll find out next week when Seif will be talking about what happened to Saul. So we've kind of just skipped over Saul for this week, and we're looking at Peter. And then next week, Seif will tell you about what happened to Saul. Now, what are people known for? I bet in this church there are people that you say, oh yeah, that person's great at making cakes. Or that person is always the first one to go and visit. Or that person's brilliant on the computer. What are people known for? If I said to you, lady with the lamp, who would that be in history? Florence Nightingale, absolutely. I've got another one here. Bard of Avon. Anyone? Shakespeare, William Shakespeare. Buffalo Bill. William Frederick Cody. There was that Greek mythological character, half animal, half man, and someone said Buffalo Bill. that it wasn't him, it was a Minotaur. So, where did our story come from today? It came from, and we'll go to the first slide there, Chris. It took place in the anticipation, Joppa, okay? Now, in the children's story, Jaffa. Joppa is the Latinized name for Jaffa, which is in Israel itself of Tel Aviv. Yum, yum. I haven't got any Jaffa cakes on me. By the way, I'm not into Jaffa cakes, so orange and chocolate don't mix for me personally. I love the orange and the chocolate, and I'll eat them separately. So this is what Jaffa looks like. This is what Joppa looks like. It's a beautiful place, actually. This was actually where Jonah tried to hitch a boat to Tarshish. And the boat, as you know, went through a storm and they threw Jonah back in the water. So it's a very ancient and old place. And if you ever go to Israel, that place is beautiful. If we go to the next slide there, there's Evelinka there at the entrance to Jaffa. As people arrived at the port, they would go up the stairs there. And we go to the next one, Chris. Jaffa, if you go to the place, lots of houses with winding, paths that go around and up. It's a really beautiful place. When I was young and I was told stories about when the Romans came to ask Peter to come and see Cornelius, I had a very English view of it. I thought a lovely grass lawn with Peter on a sunbed on top of a roof and a little gate and someone shouting, Peter! Peter! If we go to the next slide, we came across this house. This is Simon the Tanner's house. So whenever you read the story about people approaching Peter to come and see Cornelius, that is the house that Peter was on top of. And that's what it looks like, Simon the Tanner's house. And that is where the location, around about that location, is where they believe Tabitha lived very close by. If we just go to the next one there, Chris. Okay. So anyway, that is where the story took place. So you can visualize roughly where Tabitha was living, or Dorcas, okay? So picture the scene then, okay? You're in Jaffa, in this case. There were crowds of people wailing, people outside the house. Jairus's wife, and I'm going somewhere with this, Jairus's wife was being consoled. Jairus arrived home, and behind him walked a man called Jesus, along with three others, Peter, James, and John. Jesus put everybody out the house, and Peter was watching what Jesus was doing. What was about to happen? Peter was thinking to himself. Jesus took the girl by the hand and said, Talitha koum, which means little girl, I say to you, get up. The girl got up. This girl was dead and now is alive. Imagine Peter watching Christ rise that little girl from the dead to life. What impression did that make on Peter as he saw this little girl alive? Talitha koumi. And now here was Peter, a few years older, many years wiser. He was in Jaffa, at the house of Tabitha, a much loved lady who sadly just died. Lydda was 10 miles from Joppa, and the disciples heard that Peter was near, so asked him to come, but it was too late. As Peter was led up the stairs, I wonder if the words of Jesus were going through his mind from John 14:12. Whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these. As he walks up the stairs, Peter remembered what Jesus did, and he cleared the room too. Everybody downstairs, please. He got on his hands and knees and prayed. he remembers the words of Christ. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Jesus said, Talitha cum. And now Peter says, Tabitha cum. Notice how similar the words are. And Tabitha gets up. Her eyes opened and she sat up. And Peter took her by the hand and presented her to the mourners downstairs. We read the story so often that it becomes familiar to us. Imagine the cries and joys of someone that you know was clinically dead and is now stood in front of you alive. It said that many came to a faith in Jesus Christ, and this story was spread all over Joppa. And Peter stayed at Simon the Tanner's house. So Dr. Luke, he writes his story in the book of Acts to Theophilus, which means friend or lover of God. A book of Acts that expands 30 years about the work of the church. And it's by no means everything that happened. There was so much going on in the church at that time. It starts with Jesus commanding his followers to go and spread the news to the ends of the earth in Acts 1:8. And Acts 8:1 is the fulfillment of that when the persecution broke out and all the Christian church except the apostles went out. We looked at Philip, who went to a place that didn't like Jewish people called Samaria, and he spread the gospel and thousands or hundreds came to know Jesus there. He then met an Ethiopian, and that Ethiopian came to know Jesus, and he went to Africa with the gospel too. So everything Luke writes in Acts, there's a reason for it. And we have to always ask, when you read the book of Acts, why is Luke writing what he's writing? What is his purpose? It has to be a reason. It's not just a random story. It's not because Tabitha was a mate or a friend. There's a reason for everything that Luke writes. And we're going to look at Peter this morning and his ministry. And he was the leader of the church. And Jesus personally asked him to look after his sheep and flock. He was the rock that Christ was going to build his church on. So why does Luke write about Tabitha? Tabitha is the first named person recorded to be brought back to life by the apostles. We know that Jesus rose Lazarus from the dead, the little girl from the dead, but this is not Jesus rising someone from the dead. Well, it is through his spirit, but it's Peter, one of his disciples, praying that Jesus will bring Tabitha back to life. And this is the first time that's written in the book of Acts. And this whole chapter that we've read, or this scripture that we read, is really important for us, because what God did for the Jewish people was kind of extending to the Gentiles. And this would have been groundbreaking for the early church. Simon the Tanner's house. What is a tanner? Can anyone tell me what a tanner is? He was working with dead animals. What do you think that would have done for a Jewish person? Unclean. So notice that story, the end of that chapter, the end of the scripture that David read, you got Peter unclean, living in a place where there's probably dead animals, dead skins. God was showing something new, and Luke was trying to convey this to Theophilus. Here was Simon Peter. He came down to a very Jewish area. He was unclean, living in Simon the Tanner's house. He probably touched Tabitha a little bit, so she's dead. That's uncleanliness too. And I think Luke writes this to build a foundation for what happens next with Cornelius, who was a Gentile like you and I, a European like you and I. I think Luke writes about Tabitha and Simon the Tanner because he's trying to show Theophilus, look what God's doing. This was for the Jewish people. Now God is stretching his arms out to everybody in the world. And this was the foundation part. This is what brought Peter Jaffa. Back to Tabitha. She was dead, but she's alive. God has the power to give life and to take it away. 1 Timothy 6:13 said that God gives life to everything. Job recognized that God can give and take away in Job chapter 1:21. So when I read this story about Tabitha, I couldn't help thinking about Stephen. Why couldn't Stephen be brought back to life? Similar to John the Baptist, actually, during Jesus' ministry, we read about Jesus bringing people back from the dead, healing people, but why couldn't Jesus bring John the Baptist back from the dead? We don't know, is the answer. We know that God can do anything, and it's something that I think all of us can relate to. Why are some people healed and others aren't? Why do some of our loved ones pass away and others are healed? And you can look online. There are testimonies of people that have been healed. There are testimonies of people who have loved ones who have passed on. We don't know why God allows some things and not others in this life. We don't. We don't have all the answers. But as I preached and said the other week, there's a bigger picture. It's God's picture, and it doesn't center around me or you. It centers around what God wants to do. And we have to trust him because God is in control. What I will add is that when God made this world, he didn't make a world of death and destruction. When God first created us, there was no disease or death. And when you read about Revelation 21, the future, God's plan for us, there's no more death, no more crying. That's why for me, funerals are very profound. When we say goodbye to people, it's like, this should not happen. It's really profound. This should not happen because it wasn't God's intention for his creation to die. So we're going to look at Tabitha just briefly. And there's three things I want to look at. This amazing woman. I want to talk about being one in Christ. The fact that Tabitha is known by Tabitha, which is the Hebrew and Aramaic name, and Dorcas, which is the Greek name, suggests that here is a lady that reached out to not only Hebrew Jews, but to Greek Jews as well. Do you remember the situation in Acts chapter 6, where the Greek Jews felt their widows were being overlooked for the Hebraic widows? Well, look who turns up in Acts 9:39. The room was filled with widows who were weeping and showing Peter the coats and other clothes Dorcas had made for them. The fact that she's Tabitha and Dorcas, Greek and Hebrew names, shows that here is a woman that was willing to mix with other people, to reach out. Galatians 3:26-29. Says this, so in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith, for all of you were baptized into Christ and have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Tabitha was showing the church a way forward that's not been seen really that often, that actually Greeks, Gentiles, and Jews can be one in Christ. The second point, Chris, if we put the next slide up, loving through Christ. John 1:3-16-18 says this. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ lay down his life for you and for me, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with action and in truth. Dorcas, Tabitha, loved by action, didn't she? She made clothes. She made blankets for those in need. She didn't just believe that Gentiles and Jews, Hebrews and Greeks can be together as one. She also loved these people. When I die, I hope there's a big crowd there, you know, thinking about me in the same way that they thought about Tabitha. The fact that there was a massive crowd there shows how much they thought of her, how much they cared for her. In Matthew 25, that very famous story that Jesus tells, he says to the sheep and the goats, and he says, "When I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was cold, you clothed me. When I was in prison and lonely, you visited me." And they said, "When did we do that for you, Lord Jesus?" And he said, "You did it for me when you did it for the least." If Dorcas was part of our church, I'm sure she would love being part of this church. I can imagine her down at the craft circle group on Monday afternoons, making something to give to others. I think we need to take encouragement. There are lots of people in this church that use their gifts and abilities to help other people. And I know that different groups have done different things, raising money and making things for people. That's exactly what Dorcas did. She made things to help others. Tabitha was undoubtedly a disciple of Jesus who lived out her faithfulness behind the scenes in practical ways that deeply touched others. And I think that's really important to say as well. Was Tabitha a preacher? Was she on the street corners speaking? No. She faithfully served with her gifts and abilities, doing her bit to help and serve others. And I think that's an encouragement to you and I. We don't have to be Billy Graham. We don't have to be whichever famous Christian you can think of, a singer, an artist. You can be the person that God wants you to be, to use the gifts and skills that you've got here at Eastgate Union Church. The last point is witnessing through Christ. Tabitha coming to life made headlines, didn't it? It became known all over Joppa. Many came to the Lord. She was one incredible witness through life and through her death and coming back to life again. Romans 14:12 says, "One day, you and I will stand before God and you're going to have to give an account for your life. God's going to say to you, 'Jonathan, what did you do with your life? Tell me what you did with your life.' And it won't matter how many football shirts I've got. It won't matter how many CDs you've got in your collection or DVDs. It won't matter how many cars you've got, how many houses you've got. What will matter is whether we did what God asked us to do with our lives. It matters to him whether we stepped out in faith. It matters to him whether we cared about the people around us. One day, you and I will have to give an account for our life. So what are people going to say about you? What will you be remembered for? Dorcas was known for her love for people and good works. Funny enough, Cornelius was also noted for helping the poor. God noted it. Although we don't get to heaven by our good works, God would still like us to love others and care for them. James 1:27 says this, Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." Your actions mean something. Let us be known for being loving, caring, and for being God's people. Let's pray. Lord God, we want to thank you for the testimony, the powerful testimony and story of Tabitha Dorcas. We want to thank you, Lord, for her serving heart and the people that she cared for. We thank you that she did everything she could where she was, and she was open to what you had for her life. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that we too can hold our hands out and say, "Lord, here I am, use us." Lord, I do pray that everyone here will know what it is you want them to do with their lives. Lord, if there's an ability, a gift, or a skill, or something that you want us to step forward and be brave and to attempt or to do, I pray, Lord, that we will step out in faith. We thank you, Lord, that you ask us to do things that we can't do, because that is faith in your power, going in your power and your strength. Lord, I pray that you'll use this church mightily in this community. Amen.